AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio announces his run for president later today. Democrat Hillary Clinton jumped into the race yesterday.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do.
Our Jerry Bodlander's tracking her day-old candidacy.
The long-awaited announcement came in a video on social media where Clinton said she wants to fight for average Americans. And she plans to hit the road for what are expected to be events in smaller venues like diners and coffee shops in early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire. The events would serve a twofold purpose. Voters in early states expect them, and they'd show Clinton isn't taking her front-runner status for granted.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says although there'll be a lot of Republicans in the race for president, Clinton appears to have cleared the field on the Democratic side.
This is unusual in an open race for president that you have a party so determined to nominate a particular person.
Republicans are not impressed. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tweets that Clinton would be bad for middle-class Americans. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney told Fox News Sunday Clinton is not trustworthy. New survey, nearly 9 out of 10 adults now say they have health insurance. President Obama's health care law is 5 years old now, but still being challenged in court. Leaders of the group called Black Lives Matter say they want people to begin videotaping police officers following the arrest of a white police officer for killing a black man in South Carolina. Their project is called We Are Watching You. Jordan Spieth is the second youngest champion in the history of the Masters Golf Tournament. He is 21 years old and won the Masters Golf Tournament in Atlanta, Georgia yesterday. This is AP Radio News. Travelers are pretty cranky about the service they're getting from their airlines. Our Carlotta Bradley on what they're telling their Uncle Sam.
Government data show more flights are late, more bags are getting lost, and customers are lodging more complaints about U.S. airlines. A pair of university researchers tracked the information. Among the findings, the percentage of flights that arrived on time fell to 76.2% last year from 78.4% in 2013. The rate of lost, stolen, or delayed bags rose 13% in 2014. Consumer complaints to the government jumped 22% last year. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
A handwritten notebook by British World War II code-breaking genius Alan Turing is expected to bring at least $1 million today at auction in New York. Furious 7 is the top movie for a second week in a row. It's made a staggering $252 million so far. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.